This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. This week, Illinois Issues teamed up with Springfield's independent weekly, The Illinois Times, to look at how power struggles and a loss of funding have put the Papers of Abraham Lincoln Project in peril. I sat down with Illinois Times staff writer Bruce Rushton to talk about his story. So for folks who aren't familiar with the Papers of Abraham Lincoln, can you tell us a little bit about how the project started and what it does?
Yes, it's actually a fairly unprecedented effort. It began in 1985 as an effort to compile, to collect, and in some way, shape, or form distribute all of Lincoln's legal papers. In the year 2000, it expanded into an effort to collect every document that Lincoln ever read or wrote in his lifetime. And so it's a gigantic effort. It's a partnership of the state of Illinois via the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency, also University of Illinois Springfield, and also the Abraham Lincoln Association, a private group which has been instrumental in raising private funds to help leverage additional grant dollars from federal sources oftentimes.
Recently, the project has been thrown into a bit of chaos. It's being investigated by the Inspector General, and the director was briefly put on leave. You looked into what's going on there. What did you find?
Everything seemed to be going along fine at the project until last September, when suddenly the project's director was told that the state would not be renewing its contract with the University of Illinois Springfield. The state had traditionally provided dollars for employees that were hired to the auspices of the university. It's the state dollars that were the fuel that made this thing run. And so the state contract was worth $243,000. And the governor's office said, sorry, because of the budget impasse, we can't renew that contract. It would be irresponsible to renew that contract if the state doesn't have a balanced budget. So that was the first thing that the gentleman was told, who was the director of the project. The second thing he was told was that he could not pursue grants. And this had been the lifeblood for the project for a number of years. He was told that all the accounts of the project had been frozen. And most disconcerting, I think, to a lot of folks, is he was told that the Inspector General's office was going to be doing an investigation.
So this investigation is underway. What's the fallout been from that?
This news hit last fall, and it reverberated in the academic community and the funding community. The New York Times got involved in stories that ran in February and an follow-up editorial that ran in March that were fairly critical of what was going on in Illinois. And the bottom line conclusion of the Times editorial board was Illinois needs to get its act together, because this is Abraham Lincoln we're talking about. And the project is too important to let languish. And folks were at that point in time concerned that the project might actually be in an existential crisis. And so you've got this Times editorial that ran, this Times story that ran, and suddenly Daniel Stoll, the director of the project, was put on administrative leave in late April. The Historic Preservation Agency refuses to say why he was put on leave. He was restored to his position this week, and they refused to say why he was restored to his position. So you've got this cloud that's kind of over this project that, until last fall, had had a pretty remarkable reputation among scholars, not just in the United States, but around the world. The executive director is back on the job, but the clouds haven't gone away. We still have dramatic cutbacks in staffing for this project. It had historically had, I believe, 12 employees, and that had remained fairly stable. Now they're down to 7. 5 positions have been eliminated. 4 people were laid off, and another person left the job and was not replaced. Whether they're going to be restored, nobody really knows, you know, whether they're going to be restored. The governor has said, we're committed to this. But the governor's office hasn't backed up that commitment in a way that makes supporters of the project and backers of the project comfortable. They haven't seen, at least to date, a commitment of money from the governor's office to make this thing go forward. And there's serious questions about the leadership of the project at this point in time. So it is a mess. And as much as anything, folks who have been familiar with this project for a number of years, both inside and outside the institution, are asking, what was broken? We didn't see anything that was broken. We saw a project that looked on the surface to be successful. It had won funding from major grant organizations. It had won worldwide accolades. And suddenly it's in uproar. And it's hard to escape the conclusion, or at least asking the question, how much of this is due to a change in administration? Is this Bruce Rauner's mess? And I don't know that that's an entirely accurate conclusion to reach. I mean, problems here, I think, probably predate the administration of Bruce Rauner. But I got to think, at least I got to wonder, it's $243,000 we're talking about. in the scheme of things, that ain't much. That's way less than the governor has paid for some temporary help to top aides that have come and gone, for a chief of staffers. I mean, you can go through any number of things that the government spends money on. $243,000 is less than a drop of a bucket in terms of the Illinois budget. And you got to wonder whether, as this plays out, if they had to do it all over again, would they have cut the money, given the black eye that it's given Illinois?
You're listening to NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn, and I'm talking with Illinois Times staff writer Bruce Rushton. You talked with former Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum and Library Director Eileen Makovich, and she characterized the situation as a power struggle, really.
She said it was crazy, actually. She used that word.
According to her, who are the players here and what's going on?
Well, I mean, first off, we have to remember that Eileen Makovich is in a somewhat unique position. First off, I was able to get a hold of her. I didn't have any way of tracking down Amy Martin, who was head of the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency. I was not successful in that. So it's by necessity and somewhat of a one-sided story. Eileen Makovich, it's no secret, was somewhat at loggerhead with the head of IHPA and some folks within the institution. And so Eileen Makovich tells me that it's her feeling that this, for lack of a better word, power struggle, personality conflict, whatever you want to call it, between herself and the heads at IHPA, it's her feeling this spilled over onto the papers project. That as much as anything, this is a, for what an outsider would see, as a petty bureaucratic spat. Frankly, the IHPA has not said, okay, exactly what is the problem here that prompts an inspector general's investigation? That's a pretty serious matter. You know, you hear the words inspector general, you think nefarious stuff, wrongdoing, misuse of funds, that sort of thing. There has never publicly been any sort of accusation of any kind of misuse of funds or malfeasance. All we know is there's an investigation. We don't know why. There had been, apparently, according to Makovich, who was, you know, president at the time, there was a concern that the heads of IHPA didn't have enough day-to-day control of the papers project. And Mr. Stoll pretty much backed this up in a memo that was circulated last fall, that there was a concern that IHPA did not have a sufficient authority over the spending of the project. Now, what does that mean? You know, if it means that money's missing, that money has been inappropriately spent, that means one thing. If it means that, well, I want to be the one that signs off on the invoices where nothing's wrong, then that, I think, to a lot of outsiders is a head scratcher. And so we don't know at this point which way it is. But the fact that Mr. Stoll has been returned to duty seems to suggest, at least to me, that there's not that much of a concern about malfeasance. If there was a concern that he was had used money inappropriately, if he had padded an expense account, you know, what have you, they wouldn't put him back on the job. But he's back on the job. And so that at least is one indication that perhaps this inspector general's investigation may not produce many things of substance. Again, we'll have to wait and see.
When you consider all the problems in Illinois, including the lack of a state budget, why is something like this project important?
Illinois is in a political woes in terms of the budget impasse. That's kind of remote, I think, if you don't live here. Nobody in Indiana or New Jersey or Utah or Oregon really cares, I think, much about the social service programs in Illinois that folks aren't funding, or whether the colleges are going to open on time. But they do care about Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln, I think, at least has the power to crystallize national concern about what's going on in Illinois and the political landscape, and make it real. In a way, perhaps, I think that the folks that live here and work here and run the government here might not always recognize. I did have an opportunity to speak with a woman who made one of the more significant discoveries in the project's history. And this was a letter that had been written to Abraham Lincoln by a little girl. Well, she was, an adolescent girl by the time this letter was written. At any rate, Grace Bedell, she had written Abraham Lincoln infamously while he was a candidate, saying, "Please grow whiskers because I think you'd help you win the election." And so everybody knows about that letter. There's statues commemorating the relationship between this little girl and Mr. Lincoln that was conducted via the post office. Fast forward, you know, back in the day to 1864, Grace Bedell wrote a second letter to Abraham Lincoln pleading for a job. 4 years after this one that the whole world knew about, she had written the president in 1864 saying her family had fallen on hard times. She understood that there were good positions available at the Treasury Department. Please, could she be considered? Lincoln never answered it. There's no indication that he ever saw it. And the only reason we know about it was because of the papers of Abraham Lincoln. This was found by a researcher who was working for the project in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. in 2007. You could almost hear in her voice she was going back to the day she picked up that letter out of some kind of a musty box and saw the opening line saying, "Do you remember the little girl who wrote to you about your whiskers?" And she said she did a little jig in the library room there. And so that's why this is important. That's why this kind of stuff is important.
Bruce Rushton's story is the product of a partnership between Illinois Issues and Illinois Times. You can read it at our website, nprillinois.org.